John 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from our Father, full of grace and truth.
1 John 1:1-7. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. The Lord is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. Amen.
1 John 4:7-10. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
Now, boys and girls and mums and dads, I've got something under this blanket, which I'm sure you're having great difficulty at working out what it is, but who wants to tell me what we've got under here? Yeah. A Christmas tree. Are you sure it's not a turkey or a stocking or anything else? You're going for a Christmas tree. Shall we have a look? Here we go. Here's our Christmas tree. Now, this isn't just any old Christmas tree, okay? This is a real Christmas tree, okay? It's a real Christmas tree. It smells good, and it looks okay, doesn't it? It looks good, too. But I'm sure if you're like me, your families have Christmas traditions, and the shop certainly wants us to have... Thank you, Caleb. Caleb's been a bit concerned about the fact. It's all right, we've got this. This will do the job instead. But the shop, certainly, they want us to have plenty of traditions, don't they? Because they can monetize it. But one of our traditions is we get a real Christmas tree every year. And so I thought, well, I'd bring it here and I'd share it with you because, you know, here is a real tree and it's about to fall over. Let's have a look. Right, I'm just going to have to stand on it here. Here we go. But here's my I'll just hold it. But here's my Christmas tree, okay? And it's real, it smells good, it looks good. And I'm sure we have all kinds of traditions to do with Christmas time. And for us, it's getting a Christmas tree. Thank you. Now, we'll come back to the tree in a moment. Because traditions are good, and I'm sure your family has plenty of traditions which you enjoy and you look forward to each year. But is it just the traditions that Christmas is all about? Is Christmas just about keeping traditions, having a nice time, and that's it? And what I want to do just for a few moments this morning is actually to think, well, Christmas isn't just about traditions and having a nice time for a week or 2 weeks in the year. But there's something about Christmas. What is it that makes it so special? What is Christmas really all about? Thank you. What is Christmas really all about? Why was Jesus' birth so special? Why do we still remember it 2,000 years on? There's a verse, a sentence from the Bible up on the screen here. Let me read it to you, because as we read this, it's perhaps the most famous sentence ever written in the Bible. But let me read it, because this really does sum up why Jesus came into the world as we remember at Christmas time. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And that really sums up why Jesus came into the world and what it is really we're remembering at Christmas time, that God loved us and sent Jesus into the world. This is actually a summary of a conversation that Jesus has been having with a man who came to see him at night time, and he was asking, well, who is Jesus? Who is he, and can he trust him? Can he believe in him? And this is written to sum up what has happened in that conversation. A man wanting to know who Jesus is. Well, just come back to the tree for a moment, and I'm not going to attempt to pick it up again. But boys and girls, what could we do just to make this tree look a bit better? Don't say stand it up straight, because we've tried that one. What could we do to make it look a bit better? Yeah. Decorating it. Yeah, what do we need to put on it? What do we need to put on it? Yeah. Tinsel. I didn't have any tinsel in my house. We could put some tinsel on it. What else could we put on it? Yeah. Christmas lights. That's a good answer. Should we put some Christmas lights on? Here we go. There we go. We got some Christmas lights. Anything else that we want to put on it? Who've we got? Yes, go on, Peter. Baubles. Okay, let's put some baubles on it. We've got some baubles on it, so I've got one there. Put one here. Now, I'm not the artist in my family, so and it's looking a bit sad, isn't it, down by its side. But we've got lights, we've got some baubles, and we've even got one of these as well. So let's put this on and make it look a bit better. Now, so we dress up the tree. So we've got our tree. It's a real Christmas tree. And we dress it up to make it look better. We put the lights on, put the baubles on. And we put all these things on the outside of the tree to make it look a bit nicer in the home. And I'll leave you to judge whether that looks better or worse than it did before. But Jesus then, he's having this conversation with this man who's come to him at night. And this sentence, as we've said, is a summary of that conversation. But actually, what we've done with the Christmas tree, adding things to the outside of the tree just to make it look better and prettier in the home. Well, actually, this man, he'd added a lot of stuff externally so that people looking at him thought, well, this man's okay. And everyone who looked at this man who'd come to see Jesus would have looked at him and said, he's got everything sorted. He's okay. From the outside, he looked fine. His name was Nicodemus. He was described as a Pharisee. He was a religious leader, and at the time in the culture, that would have given him great respect and honor. He would have been wealthy, dressing in fine clothes. Great respect in society. From the outside, to people looking at him, he'd have looked fine. Everything was okay. Plenty of respect, plenty of honor, wealth, everything going for him. And actually, it's very easy to do that kind of thing in our lives, isn't it? We have our life, and perhaps we add things to the outside of our life just to make it look a bit better, just like we did with the Christmas tree. You know, to those looking in, perhaps they see a nice house, a happy family, a good job that you're able to hold down. You're just a pleasant person to be around and good company. And in these days of social media, it's even easier to portray an image of ourselves that we want to. We can take 100 photos and we choose which one we want to put on social media, and we can control the image that we want others to see. It's easy to do, isn't it? To add things to the outside, and so to those looking in, everything looks okay, and we look all right. But perhaps that's not the reality deep down. Well, this was the problem that this man had who came to see Jesus. So we've got our real tree. We've put the lights on. We've put the baubles on. But what's the big problem that this tree has? This tree has a big, apart from the fact it's falling over, but perhaps that's a sign of the real problem. What is the problem that this tree has? There's something wrong with it. Yeah. It doesn't have a star on top. Yeah, I didn't bring the star, sorry. But that's not the real problem. It can cope without the star or not. What's the real... I'm attempted to pick it up again and show you. You need to look at the bottom. What's the problem with this tree? Yeah. What? It's got a big solid base at the bottom. And what's it not got at the bottom that it maps once had? Yeah. Roots, okay. What's the problem with this tree? Well, it's got its green needles, and some of them are falling off. But actually, this tree is dead. It's been cut. It's got no life. And you know as well as I do, if you get a real tree, after a few weeks, you can keep watering it for a bit, and it can sort of keep it going for a little bit longer. But after a while, the leaves start to droop, the decorations fall off, the needles turn brown and fall off, and the tree is dead. It doesn't have any life. And it looks good, but the reality is this tree is dead. And so the problem with this man who came to see Jesus way back 2,000 years ago, from the outside, he had everything going for him. Everything going for him. Plenty of respect in society, and yet he felt the need to come and see Jesus. He realized that on the inside he was missing something, and he had a lack of something. He didn't have everything that he wanted. Externally, he looked fine, and yet on the inside, he knew he was missing something, and so had to come and see Jesus and ask him, you know, who is he? What could Jesus offer for him? And perhaps for us, Christmas can highlight this more than any other time of year. Everything looks okay, but perhaps on the inside, the reality is very different. We have the matching Christmas jumpers, the beautiful food on the tables, the decorations go up, happy family photos at Christmas time. And yet perhaps inside, for some of us, the reality is a heartache, loneliness, fears, and just that sense that life is really difficult and hard work. And we do all the decoration and all the external stuff, but we know deep down that actually life is just hard, and that isn't the reality that perhaps we're portraying. And what is it that we desperately need to hear at this Christmas time as Jesus came? Well, it's these words that are up on the screen. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Do you notice what it says that Jesus came to give? As God sent his Son Jesus into the world, he came that we might have eternal life. He came to give life as it was meant to be. In fact, John, the author of this part of the Bible, he writes and he says why he's written, I've written these things, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing, have life in his name. Jesus came, he came, and we remember as he was born at Christmas time, He came to give life. And just like this Christmas tree, in reality, is dead, and sometime all the leaves will fall off, and it'll be good for nothing. The Bible uses the language of being dead. And actually, it describes all of us as dead in our sin. We've all turned from God and decided to go the way that we want to go. We said, I don't want to go the way that God says. I want to be in control of my own life and to rule my own life and live life without God. We've all done it. There aren't any exceptions. And the Bible says that as we do that and as we've turned from God and turned to go our own way, it's like we're dead and we have no life. Life is not as it was meant to be. Life is meant to be enjoyed with God forever. And now there's a barrier that separates us from God because of the wrong things that we've done. Life is not as it was meant to be. But as God, as he looks at the world and people in that world who've turned from him and who've lived life as if he wasn't there, what does God do as he looks at that world of people who have no time for him? Well, what does it say? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. As God looks on a world of people, men and women, boys and girls, who've turned from him and said, I want to go my own way, God looks at that world and loves it. And perhaps that's what you need to hear this Christmas time. You know everything's not right in life, and life is a struggle, and life is difficult, and life is not as it was meant to be. But perhaps the thing that you need to hear this Christmas time is that God, as he looks at the world and he looks at the people in the world, he loves it and he loves you. God loves. And he loves enough to send his own Son into the world. He loved, he gave his one and only Son. It wasn't just a woolly feeling, a nice gooey feeling inside of love that God had. But as God looked at the world, he loved it and it moved him to action. He gave that which was most precious to him, his own Son, and he sent Jesus into the world. Peter read earlier from John chapter 1, and that describes Jesus as the eternal creator, the one who has always been, the one who made this world, the one who is God himself. And yet he came into the world and he took on flesh. And that is the wonder of the Christmas story, that this was not just any kind of baby, but this was God himself, the creator, stepping into this world and taking on flesh. And he went further in his love. He wasn't just born, and he didn't just live in a world that's full of pain and trouble and difficulty and suffering. And Jesus experienced all of those in his life. He knew all pain. He wasn't just born. He didn't just live, but he came into this world to die. God loved us too much to leave us in the state that we're in, separated from God, without life as it was meant to be. He loved us enough to step into the world, to die on the cross, to send his Son to die on the cross for us. We read from 1 John chapter 4. And what did we read in those verses? This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. How does God show his love? It was in sending Jesus to this world to die on the cross. And as Jesus died on the cross, he suffered the punishment for the wrong of those who will believe in him and trust him. He bore the consequences of our wrong instead of us as he died on the cross. And he rose again that we might have eternal life. Life as it was meant to be, life enjoyed forever with God. And so the offer. For God so loved the world, he does love the world, and he loves the people in this world, and he loved them enough to send his son to die on the cross. And here is the offer of the Lord Jesus, the one who came to live and die. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life can be yours because Jesus has come as a baby and grown up to die on the cross and bear our sin on the cross. And so anyone who believes and trusts in the Lord Jesus and recognizes that that baby who lied in a manger went on to die on the cross and die for them, anyone who trusts in the Lord Jesus, realizing that they've done wrong, but that Jesus died for them, can have eternal life. Need not fear the consequences of their wrong, but have eternal life forever with him in heaven. So see the baby in the manger, the Lord Jesus, but see the Savior who died on the cross. And so as we finish this morning, let me ask you, have you trusted the Lord Jesus? Have you realized that your life is not what it should be, that you have done wrong and offended God, but that he loved you enough to send his own son to die on the cross to be your Savior? Have you trusted him? Have you prayed and asked Jesus to be your Savior? I'm going to close there.